Arizona Senator John McCain says the time has come to bring Iran's nuclear activities before the United Nations for possible sanctions. The Republican lawmaker spoke on the U.S. television program Fox News Sunday.
I would be pressing now, and I think the administration will be very soon, to go to the Security Council.
But when it comes to U.N. sanctions against Iran, which has restarted what Tehran describes as a peaceful nuclear energy program, the senator acknowledged that opposition could arise from permanent Security Council members, Russia and China. Another Republican lawmaker was more blunt in assessing the prospects for resolving the Iranian nuclear dispute through the United Nations. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts spoke on CBS's Face the Nation program.
Sanctions don't work unless you have a unified position among all trading partners with Iran. Now, in the Security Council, you got a problem because you got China and you got Russia who trade with Iran, and they're not going to permit any sanctions.
Also appearing on Face the Nation was Connecticut Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman, who said all avenues must be pursued to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
It's good that we're working with Britain, France, and Germany now, but the pace is too slow. We've got to try to take it to the United Nations. I'm pessimistic that Russia and China will let us do what we want to do. And then I think we've got to form a coalition of the willing, first, to impose economic sanctions on Iran. Secondly, we can never take the military option off the table.
Senator Lieberman described U.S. armed forces as the most potent military force in the history of the world and said that despite heavy military commitments in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, the United States is fully capable of launching a preemptive military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. Those words were echoed by his Republican colleague, Senator John McCain.
We cannot take the military option off the table, but we have to make it very clear it's the last option. There's only one thing worse than the United States exercising a military option, and that is Iran having nuclear weapons. They already have the missiles to put them on.
Senator McCain said he understood Israel's fear of Iranian intentions, given recent statements by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad that Israel should be wiped off the map. Saturday, Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said, in his words, Israel will not be able to accept an Iranian nuclear capability and must have the capability to defend itself, with all that implies. In 1981, Israeli warplanes destroyed an Iraqi nuclear reactor outside Baghdad. Military analysts have said that an airstrike against Iran's nuclear program would be much more difficult to carry out, given the existence of multiple facilities many believe to be underground. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.